Okay, I won't press that any further. How about the big containers behind stores?
I'd call it a dumpster and avoid all the trouble.
If you were going to use one of the names for dumpster, which one would you pick?
Well, I'd say Dumpster. After having talked to Mike, who knows?
Well, he's an expert.
Yeah, well, he knows the man.
He knows a guy who in
Tennessee, even Knoxville or Chattanooga. The man's name is Dempster, and he got the whole thing started.
Oh, gee, I would have guessed it was Dempsey, just because that's a more common name. So Dempster is his name. I'm glad to know that. Does he mind that people mutilate his name?
I'm sure he could care less.
All right. Let's see, the man that takes care of dead bodies.
Well, mortician, undertaker sounds a little old-fashioned to me. And a funeral director or funeral home director wouldn't necessarily be the man who prepares the body, my way of thinking.
Would you have a name for the man who does just that?
Mortician.
Okay. Then the vehicle that carries the body?
Hearse.
Anything else that might be called?
Don't think so.
You ever hear funeral car?
Mm-hmm.
Limousine?
No.
Not for that, okay. And then buildings for interment?
I guess it'd be a mausoleum above ground.
Anything else?
Mm.
All right. Sly names for cigarettes?
Well, weeds. That's, again, they can get confused with marijuana. But I've heard it called cancer sticks. People say, well, what brand do you prefer to cultivate your cancer with and stuff like that? Smokes.
Maybe a square?
Square.
No? Okay, how about...
Just square?
Coffin tax?
No.
Okay, then the enclosed room designed to receive maximum sunlight?
I guess a sun porch. Sunroom?
Would you ever say Florida room?
No. Don't know that.
Okay. People in Florida seem to know that. Informal room in the house for relaxation?
Den, I guess.
Anything else?
I don't think so.
Family room or anything? No, just in.
Just
in. Okay. A room with toilet and sink, but no bath or shower?
Half bath.
Anything else for that? Then what kinds of stoves and furnaces and heating equipment have you had in your houses?
Well, let's see. You can have central air and heat together. And that would be...
This is electric?
Yeah. That would be...
Would you say that, please?
What? Oh, electric?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we need something there.
And that would be...
You know, this is one of the items I don't understand, therefore, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know what to put down.
Would be spread through the house by some kind of duct work. And then there are floor heaters and, you have floor fans for them. And there are space heaters. Can be gas, freestanding. And little electric heaters too, freestanding. I've seen some heaters in houses built right into the wall, electric. I don't know what they would be called. That's about it, I suppose.
Okay. And anything else about the circulation of heat and cool air you want to mention?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then the house with three rooms in a straight line.
Call that a shotgun house.
And then the one with two rooms and a hall in the middle?
Yeah, dog trot.
Do you have those in Troy?
Yeah, I've seen them. There's, like I said, there's one at that Pike Pioneer Museum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's a dog trot house.
And then the house with the long entry hall and the room at a 90-degree.
I don't know.
Never saw that?
No, I'm not familiar with that.
Okay, well, press that. How about other small houses? Distinctive names.
Oh, gosh. Well, a cabin, I suppose.
What does that look like?